Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, let's get serious about sport.
Yes. Really?
Talk about Shooter Sanders' number.
Okay.
That was the headline on ESPN.
I know. Somebody texted me about that. Or, I mean, they sent me a...
Did they really?
Yeah. Well, he's a big Browns fan. He's a listener to the program. His name's Mark.
Big Browns fan, huh?
And I don't... I have been thinking about this all day. I have no idea what he is saying. He said... Because he emails me from time to time, and it's always about Brown stuff.
I like that you have a secret, like a one-off chat going about the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I don't really. He just emails me. I mean, I rarely respond. It's just, you know, he listens.
Yeah.
He knows I talk sports.
It's an outpouring of Browns love.
He said he chose jersey number 12. This is all his email says.
Yeah.
He chose jersey number 12. 12 by 12 equals 144. Just saying, go Browns. And then in parentheses, he has... Ugh.
12 by 12 equals 1.
What does that mean? And I didn't want to say, hey, what does that mean?
I'm pretty sure he was drafted 144th overall. So it's like meant to be or something. It's like sports fans getting geeky with numbers.
Really? Was he?
I think.
Is that really what that means?
Shooter Sanders drafted by the Cleveland Browns, fifth round, 144th overall pick.
Look at me.
So there you go. But why would 12, well, who, 12
should
by 12? But what is that?
I don't know. I still don't get it.
So if he was drafted something else, we could have done 12 by 11. Like what?
Yeah. Sports fans like to get a little too in the weeds with the numbers must mean something, I think.
When is the media going to have to come to the conclusion that the guy's not very good and he's not going to play in Cleveland? What, like,
maybe it's Mike. Is it Mark? I think it's Mike.
Mike, Mark.
I don't know. He's a Browns guy.
All right.
Headlines. Everything went according to plan until it didn't.
Until it didn't.
Last night.
Yeah.
You had two last-minute comebacks. You had two game-winning plays. You had two stunning upsets.
One down by 20, the other down by 14.
Yeah. Buck was asking the question, who blew it more? I think Oklahoma City did.
Well.
I mean, they both blew it, but Celtics just missed a bunch of shots because all they do is chuck threes.
I got to pull this up.
OKC should never have lost that game.
Well, no. Because Boston down the stretch, like, you just miss shots. I saw in the third quarter, I saw their shot chart. I believe they took 18 or 19 field goals. Would you care to guess how many of those were not three-pointers? And by the way, this is when they were up by 20 and then the Knicks started making their comeback.
Well, I'm going to say zero.
One. They had a dunk. They had one attempt that wasn't a three-pointer in the entire third quarter. The shot chart is bananas. Like, I couldn't believe it.
And
so,
look, well, they won a championship.
Yes.
So you got to hand them that. But can I make a case for why no one should like watching the Celtics?
You can make a very strong case.
Yeah, and you can add to this if you'd like, but I would just like to report that I really hate watching the Celtics.
Yeah.
Because, one, they shoot 800 three-pointers, which is boring.
Yep.
Two, they're coached by Hannibal Lecter. And
actually,
three,
I kind of like him. He's crazy.
Their fans are donkeys.
Yes.
And they just won the championship, so F the Celts.
I couldn't agree more.
I am rooting the Knicks just last night, because I don't care about the Knicks either, but just last night, with Jalen Brunson, the Knicks and Bridges stealing the ball from Brown at the end. Knicks made me a fan, at least for that series.
Yeah.
I'm all team Knicks.
Yeah.
Me and Spike.
Whereas like Oklahoma City, you can point to like six like comedy of errors down the stretch that they lost the game. So I'm with you. Bigger choke job was Oklahoma City, but
they shouldn't have lost.
But can we also say that, by the way, neither one of these series, like Oklahoma City and Boston, are going to win this series. Like, think about that. Boston missed 63 pointers and still had a chance to win.
No, that's not true.
What?
Let's be fair to them.
What?
They shot 63 pointers. They missed 45.
45, yes. They were 45 of 60. Be fair. So they did that and still had a top opportunity at the end of the game. Oklahoma City was better than Denver for every second of that game, minus the final 2 minutes. Like, and by the way, like if Oklahoma City just, if Chet Holmgren just makes a free throw, if they can just foul and let the clock run for 4 seconds, like there's no way they lose that game. And by the way, Jokic has one of the great playoff performances of all time, and Denver still needs a kind of a miracle at the end.
But they did lose
to
the
win
game.
That. But this is my point. We do this all the time where someone loses a game and then we're like, oh my God, I promise you, right? What can I get right now to double down? And I don't think they go seven. I'll bet you Oklahoma City and Boston both win in six because those two teams are significantly better than Denver and New York. They just, last night was one of those weird nights where their head was up their ass. Boston will not shoot like that the rest of the series. And Oklahoma City is just so much more talented than Denver. I mean, my God, Michael Porter Jr. can't even be on the floor. Jokic is about ready to murder someone on the bench because he knows that the rest of his team sucks.
Porter Jr. is hurt, right?
Yeah, he's got a bad shoulder.
He's got a bum shoulder.
Like, they play like seven guys. Oklahoma City is going to blow them out, and so they were blowing
Oklahoma
them out.
Oklahoma City now is minus 330 to win the series, and then I'll get the series exact price. You want six or five?
In six.
Plus 235 for the Thunder.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little parlay here. Boston and Oklahoma City both in six. And we love to freak out about these sorts of things, and we're like, oh my God, they look at this. No, Oklahoma City is that much better than Denver, and Boston is that much better than New York.
So Boston is minus 340 to win the series.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, as he said, well, I have minus 290 here. I'm looking at DraftKings, but yeah, Roughly in that range. Minnesota minus 180. They haven't even played yet. Golden State. And Cleveland is minus 190 at this point. So they still like Boston the most, and I would agree with that. I mean, I think Boston wins. I could see a scenario where the Nuggets bounce the Thunder. I don't think it will happen, but yeah, I mean, when you have the MVP,
yeah. But the Nuggets have been so erratic all year. They fired their coach with a handful of games left in the year. They just their saving grace is they have the best player in the world. And he will not go. What was it? Was he at 42-22-6 last night?
That's right.
He will not go for 42-22-6. And they needed every one of those. It's not, they don't have the depth and they don't have the talent. And we make such a big deal. Oklahoma City lacks the championship experience. They're going to be fine. Oklahoma City, this will be the wake up call that Oklahoma City needs. Whatever that spread is in game two, I'm laying the points. Oklahoma City is going to blow the brakes off of the Denver Nuggets in game two.
Wow, such confidence.
You can also get them minus 1.5 games on the series at even money. So in five or in six.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We do this all the time.
The line is 11.
11. I'll go ahead and lay it. They're going to blow Denver out. They're going to absolutely blow.
Boston is favored by 10.5.
Did you watch the bulk of that game?
Yeah, and I did, and I thought that Jokic wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
Until he was. It was a weird game for Jokic because he goes 42, 22, and 6, mm-hmm. but for the vast majority of the game, they were losing and losing by double digits.
By double digits.
And kind of not that good.
Yeah.
And yet they win, and then you look at his line and go, oh my God, where did he get 42? And then you remember a couple of big shots he hit. I don't know. It was a weird. It was just a. To your point, it was kind of a fluky game.
Yes, it was.
That said, if you only play a 7-game series, when you steal one yep. and it's on somebody else's court, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City certainly has the talent to rebound, but I would say of the three, actually, the Cavs, Pacers, Knicks, Celtics, or Nuggets, Thunder, I would say the one team that would have the best chance to win the series would be Denver.
See, to me, it's Indiana because Cleveland's just so beat up. I mean, Garland may not play all series. Hunter is banged up, and now Mobley's got a sprained ankle. That's the one that I would look at and say injuries. But just for the majority of that night, Oklahoma City and the defense they played outside of Jokic, they can really cause problems for Oklahoma City can cause problems for Denver. And I just think Oklahoma City got complacent down the stretch there. Jokic had an all-timer game. And then just Holmgren missing free throws, Shea not running clock on the
when we come back, let's breakaway. Talk about Oklahoma City's strategy.
And then the fouling.
Because it was really odd.
Yeah.
And they really cost themselves. Even the way it played out, they blew it. But they have a lot. They have... I mean, Denver stole the game, but yep. Oklahoma City, there is a lot of blame for them. And yes. that's the coach of the year.
Yep.
I mean, there's little tiny things, yep. but they all added up, and we will get to that when we return here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.